The next word is rain. English. It is raining. Punjabi. Varaha horahi hai. Breakdown. Varaha. Varaka. This is the word for rain in Punjabi. Ho. Ho. This is the present tense of the verb to be in Punjabi. It is used to indicate that something is happening. Rahi. Rahai. This is the present participle of the verb to be in Punjabi. It is used to indicate that something is happening continuously. Hai. Hai. This is the present tense of the verb to be in Punjabi. It is used to indicate that something exists or is true. Key concepts. Present tense. This sentence uses the present tense to indicate that the rain is happening right now. Present participle. The present participle. Rahi. Rahai. Indicates that the rain is continuous. Sentence structure. The sentence follows the subject-verb-object structure. The subject is implied, it, the verb is. Ho. Ho. Plus. Rahi. Rahai. And the object is. Varaha. Varaka. Therefore, the entire sentence. Varaha horahi hai. Varaka ho rahai hai. Translates to, it is raining. The next word is lesson. English. Today's lesson is about the Punjabi alphabet. Punjabi. Ajna. Hi. Hi. Path. Punjabi. Varnamala. Bear. Hi. Breakdown. Aj. Today, this is a very common word in Punjabi, so you'll need to know it. Na. Possessive particle. Means, of, or, belonging to. Think of it as similar to the English, s. Path. Lesson. Punjabi. Punjabi. Varnamala. Alphabet. Bear. About. Hi. Is. Think of this as similar to, is, in English. Key concepts. Punjabi words are read from left to right, like English. Possessive particles are used to show ownership. The use of, is, in Punjabi can change depending on the context and grammar of the sentence. The sentence structure is simple and common in Punjabi. Subject, Ajna path, plus verb, hai, plus object, Punjabi Varnamala bear. English. Today's lesson is about the Punjabi alphabet. Punjabi. Ajna. Hi. Hi. Path. Punjabi. Varnamala. Bear. Hi. The next word is brain. English. The human brain is the most complex organ in the body. Punjabi. Manu ki dimag sarir da sabto gujal da ag hai. Breakdown. Manu ki. Manu ki. Human, adjective, literally, of a human, key concept. This is the adjective form of manuk. Manuk. Which is the noun meaning human. Dimag. Dimag. Brain, key concept. This is a word that is often used in Punjabi to refer to the brain. Sarir. Sarir. Body, key concept. This word refers to the physical body, not just the head. Da. Da. Of, key concept. This is a possessive particle. It is used to indicate that something belongs to something else. Some. Sab. All. Do. Turn. Then, from. Gujaladar. Gunjhaldar. Complex, complicated, key concept. This is the adjective form of Gujal. Gunjful. Which means knot or tangle. This word is often used to describe something that is difficult to understand or solve. Erg. An. Organ, body part. English. The human brain is the most complex organ in the body. Punjabi. Manu ki dimag sareer da sab to gujaladar erg hai. The next word is mass. English. The mass of the book is very heavy. Punjabi. Kitab da vazan bahut ziyada hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Kitab. Book, feminine. Da. Da. Of, possessive particle for feminine nouns. Vazan. Vazan. Weight slash mass. Bahut. Bahut. Very. Sihadiyada. Ziyada. Much slash heavy. Hair. High. Is, present tense, singular, third person. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is generally subject-object-verb. The possessive particle, da, is used for feminine nouns. The verb, hair, is used for singular subjects. English. The mass of the book is very heavy. Punjabi. Kitab da vazan bahut ziyada hai. The next word is funny. English. He told a funny joke. Punjabi. Asneek hasi wala joke ki hai. Breakdown. Us. He slash she slash it. Ni. Marks the subject, in this case, the pronoun. Us. Ik. A slash one. Hasi. Laughter. Wala. Indicates that the joke has the quality of being. Hasi. Laughter. Joke. Joke. Kiha. Said slash told. Key concept. The use of wala in Punjabi is very important to understand the structure of the language. Wala is used to indicate that a noun has a quality or characteristic. English. He told a funny joke. Punjabi. A sneak hasi wala joke ki hai. The next word is contribute. English. He contributed a lot to the society. Punjabi. Usne samaj vich bahut yogadan paya. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun in the past tense, meaning he. Samaj. This means society. Vich. This is a postposition that means, in, or, within. Bahut. This means, a lot, or, very. Yogadan. This means, contribution. Paya. This is the past tense of the verb, to give, or, to contribute. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses postpositions, instead of prepositions, such as vich. Instead of in, the use of the third person singular masculine pronoun usne is crucial for understanding the sentence's subject. The word order in Punjabi is different from English. The subject comes before the verb, and the object comes after the verb. The past tense ending is used with many verbs. English. He contributed a lot to the society. Punjabi. Usne samaj vich bahut yogadan paya. The next word is same. English. We are all the same. Punjabi. Asi sari ko hai ha akarik icharik. Breakdown. Asi. We, plural. Sair. All. Eco. One. High. This slash that, used for emphasis. Ha akarik icharik. Are present tense of to be. Key concepts. Eco high. Is a common phrase meaning the same, the use of high. Emphasizes that we are indeed the same. English. We are all the same. Punjabi. Asi sair eco high ha akarik icharik. The next word is failure. English. He failed the exam. Punjabi. Upane imtihan chapel ho gaya. Breakdown. Upane. Un. He, masculine singular, this is a contracted form of usne. Usne. Which is the more formal way of saying he. Imtihan. Imtihan. Exam, this word is derived from the Persian word, imtihan. Cha. Ch. In, inside, this is a shortened form of. Vich. Vich. Which means, in. This short form is used in casual speech and writing. Pale. Fail. Fail, this word is borrowed from English. Ho gaya. Ho gaya. Became, happened, this is the past tense of the verb, to be. Hona. Hona. This sentence structure, verb plus. Gaya. Jaya. Is often used to express an action that was completed in the past. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi uses grammatical gender, so the word for he is different from the word for she. Contractions. Punjabi often uses contractions to simplify speech. Borrowed words. Punjabi has borrowed words from other languages, particularly Persian and English. English. He failed the exam. Punjabi. Upane imtihan chapel ho gaya. The next word is schedule. English. We have a busy schedule today. Punjabi. Aj saga ek ruje ma pariya samasarani hai. Breakdown. Aj. Today. Saga. Our. Ek. A slash one. Rujeva. Busy, occupied, full. Pariya. Filled, past participle of. Parana. To fill. Samasarani. Schedule, timetable, agenda. Hair. Is. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb. Hair. To be, to indicate that the schedule is busy. The word. Samasarani. Is a compound noun that literally means, timetable. This demonstrates the use of a compound noun to express a complex concept. English. We have a busy schedule today. Punjabi. Aj saga ek ruje ma pariya samasarani hai. The next word is speaker. English. The speaker gave a powerful speech. Punjabi. Bolan wale ne ek shaktishali bhashan ditta. Breakdown. Bolan wale. This means the speaker. The word Bolan wale is a noun and means the one who speaks. The suffix wale in Punjabi denotes the person doing the action. Ne. This is a postposition that signifies the subject of the sentence. It is similar to the English word by or with in this context. Ek. This means one or a. It's an indefinite article, like the English a or an. Kadishali. This means powerful or strong. It's an adjective describing the speech. Passion. This means speech or address. Ditta. This means gave or delivered. It's the past tense of the verb. Dena. Which means to give. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, which come after the noun, instead of prepositions. Ne. Is a postposition. Suffixes. Suffixes like wale are frequently used in Punjabi to create nouns or adjectives by adding meaning to existing words. Word order. Punjabi is a flexible language, but the basic word order is subject-object-verb, SOV. English. The speaker gave a powerful speech. Punjabi. Bolan wale ne ek shaktishali bhashan ditta. The next word is bottom. English. The book is at the bottom of the shelf. Punjabi. Kitab sagla malapade. Neva. Val. He. Breakdown. Kitab. Gala malaf. De. Neva. Val. He. Kitab. Kitab, book. Gala malaf. Shelf, shelf. The possessive particle of the Niva. Nivan, bottom. Val. Wall, towards, direction of. He. High, is. The sentence uses the postposition. Val. To show direction, emphasizing the location of the book at the bottom of the shelf. Remember that. Neva literally means low in Punjabi, but in this case, it signifies the bottom position. The next word is adopt. English. They adopted a child. Punjabi. Unha ne ek bacha god liya. Breakdown. Unha. They, plural, masculine or feminine. This is a pronoun in the nominative case, and is the subject of the verb. Ne. This is a grammatical particle that indicates the subject of the verb is in the nominative case, and is performing the action. It is part of the present perfect tense. Ek. One, indefinite article. Bacha. Child, masculine. The word. Bacha. Can be used for both genders, and it is the direct object of the verb. God. This word means adoption. It is used as a verb here in the past tense. Lia. This is the past tense of the verb, to take, and is conjugated to agree with the subject in the present perfect tense. It is also the main verb of the sentence. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb lia is conjugated to agree with the subject unha in the present perfect tense. This conjugation is essential to understanding the sentence grammatically. Direct object. The word bacha is the direct object of the verb lia. It is the thing that is being adopted. English. They adopted a child. Punjabi. Unha ne ek bacha god lia. The next word is combine. English. The two groups combined to form a larger group. Punjabi. Hi, do, hi, jath, hi, milk, hi, ek, hi, vada, hi, jath, hi, bangay, hi. Breakdown. Hi, do, hi, two, masculine plural form. Hi, jath, hi, groups, masculine plural form. Hi, milk, hi, combining, merging, present participle. Hi, ek, hi, one, hi, vada, hi, large, hi, jath, hi, group, masculine singular form. Hi, bangay, hi, became, past tense. Key concepts. The word, hi, milk, hi, is an important verb in this sentence that means, to combine, or, to merge. The words, hi, jath, hi, and, hi, vada, hi, are both important nouns that denote groups, and size, respectively. English. The two groups combined to form a larger group. Punjabi. Hi, do, hi, jath, hi, milk, hi, ek, hi, vada, hi, jath, hi, bangay, hi. The next word is mountain. English. The mountain is very high. Punjabi. Pahar bahut uncha hai. Breakdown. Pahar. Pahar kahe ki Punjabi. Mountain. This is the subject of the sentence. Bahut. Bahut. Very. This is an adverb modifying the adjective. Ucha. Ucha. Uka. Hi. This is an adjective describing the mountain. He. Hi. Is. This is the verb in the sentence, indicating the state of being of the mountain. Key concepts. Punjabi sentence structure is similar to English, with subject-verb-object order. Hai. Hai. Is a very common verb in Punjabi, used for, is, am, are, and, being. Adjectives follow the noun they describe in Punjabi. English. The mountain is very high. Punjabi. Pahar bahut uncha hai. The next word is waste. English. We shouldn't waste food. Punjabi. Aapnu karana barbad nahin karna chahida. Breakdown. Aapnu. This is the possessive form of you, meaning your, in English. Karana. This is the noun for food in Punjabi. Barbad. This is the adjective meaning wasted in English. Nahin. This is the negative particle in Punjabi, meaning not. Karna. This is the verb meaning to do in English. Chahida. This is the adjective meaning should in English. Key concept. The sentence uses the verb to do in the imperative form, karna, which implies a command or suggestion. English. We shouldn't waste food. Punjabi. Aapnu karana barbad nahin karna chahida. The next word is hide. English. The cat hid under the table. Punjabi. Billy made the hater look gay. Billy. Mez. The. Hetthun. Look. Die. Breakdown. Billy. Cut the subject of the sentence. Mez. Table, the object under which the cat hid. The. Of, this is a postposition indicating the location of the table. Hetfern. Under, this is another postposition indicating the location relative to the table. Look. Hid, the past tense verb of the sentence. Die. Went, this is a past tense auxiliary verb, which completes the sentence. It is used with intransitive verbs to mark past tense. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions to indicate location. Punjabi utilizes a past tense auxiliary verb with intransitive verbs. The next word is marriage. English. They got married last month. Punjabi. Uthanane pichale mahine viyah karwa liya. Breakdown. Uthana. Nay, this is the subject of the sentence, and is in the plural form. Ne. Have, this is a helping verb that indicates that the action has already taken place. Pichale. Last, this is an adjective modifying the noun. Mahine. Mahine. Month, this is a noun, and the object of the preposition. Vich. That is implied. Viyah. Marriage, this is the noun that is the object of the verb. Karava. To have done, this is the past tense of the verb. Karavauna. Which means, to have something done. Lia. Taken, this is a past tense particle that indicates the action has been completed. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions, which are similar to prepositions in English, but they come after the noun. The verb. Karavauna. Is often used to indicate that something is being done for someone, or for oneself. The past tense particle. Lia. Is used to indicate that an action has been completed. English. They got married last month. Punjabi. Uthanane pichale mahine viyah karwa liya. The next word is lot. English. There are a lot of books in the library. Punjabi. Kitab khan vich bahut sa kitab khan. Breakdown. Kitab khan. This is the Punjabi word for library. This is a noun. Vich. This is the Punjabi word for in. This is a preposition. Bahut. This is the Punjabi word for a lot. This is an adverb. Sa. This is the Punjabi word for many. This is an adjective. Kitab. This is the Punjabi word for books. This is a noun. Khan. This is the Punjabi word for a. This is a verb. Key concepts. Word order. In Punjabi, the word order is typically subject-object-verb, SOV. Prepositions. Punjabi prepositions are similar to English, but they can sometimes have slightly different meanings. Translation. There are a lot of books in the library. The next word is ticket. English. I bought a ticket for the movie. Punjabi. Main film vaste ticket khareedi. Breakdown. Main. I. Film. Movie. Vaste. For. Ticket. Ticket. Khareedi. Bought. This sentence is in the simple past tense, and uses the verb khareedi, which is the past tense of the verb khareedna. To buy. The word vaste is a postposition that indicates the purpose of the action, similar to for in English. Key concepts. Past tense verbs postpositions. English. I bought a ticket for the movie. Punjabi. Main film vasa de ticket khareedi. The next word is meal. English. We had a hearty meal. Punjabi. Asi ek pura khana khada. Breakdown. Asi. We. Ek. One. Pura. Full/hearty. Khana. Meal. Khana. Past tense of eat. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Khana. To eat, which is. Khana. Key concept. The word. Pura. Means full or complete. Here, it signifies a complete and satisfying meal. English. We had a hearty meal. Punjabi. Asi ek pura khana khada. The next word is colleague. English. My colleague is a very kind person. Punjabi. Mera. Sati. Bahut dyalu vyakti hai. Mera saathi bahut dyalu vyakti hai. Breakdown. Mera. Mera. Means my and is the possessive adjective for the pronoun I. It is in the nominative case, meaning it acts as the subject of the sentence. Sati. Sathai. Means colleague or companion. It is in the nominative case and acts as the object of the verb is. Bahut. Bahut. Means very. It is an adverb modifying the adjective, kind. Dialu. Dialu. Means, kind. It is an adjective modifying the noun, person. Vyakati. Vyakti. Means, person. It is in the nominative case, and acts as the subject complement of the verb, is. He. Hi. Means, is, and is the present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, to be. The verb, to be, is a very important verb in Punjabi, as it is used to express a state of being, location, or identity. The sentence also uses the possessive adjective, my, which indicates ownership. The possessive adjectives in Punjabi change depending on the gender and number of the noun they modify. The word order in this sentence is subject verb object complement. This is a common word order in Punjabi. The next word is bag. English. The bag is full of books. Punjabi. Tela kitaba nal pariya hoya hai. Breakdown. Thela. Thela, this is the Punjabi word for bag. It is in the nominative case, indicating that it is the subject of the sentence. Kitaba. Kitaban, this is the Punjabi word for books, and is in the plural form. It is in the ablative case, indicating that it is the object of the preposition, with, implicit in the sentence. Nal. Now, this is the Punjabi preposition, with, which is implied in the English translation. Pariya. Pariya, this is the past participle of the verb, to fill. Parana. And it is used in the perfect aspect, indicating a completed action. It is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the masculine singular subject. Tela. Hoya. Hoya, this is the past participle of the verb, to be. Hona. And it is used in the perfect aspect, indicating a completed action. It is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the masculine singular subject. Tela. He. Hi, this is the present tense of the verb, to be. Hona. And is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the masculine singular subject. Tela. It indicates that the bag is currently full of books. This sentence is in the perfect aspect, which indicates that the action of filling the bag with books is completed. The sentence also uses the present tense of the verb, to be, which indicates that the bag is currently full of books. The sentence uses the ablative case for the object of the preposition, with. This is a common feature of Punjabi grammar. The sentence also uses the past participle of the verb, to fill, which is a common way to express completed actions in Punjabi. The next word is repeat. English. Please repeat that. Punjabi. Breakdown. This phrase means, please, and is a polite way to ask someone to do something. It is often used at the beginning of requests. This means, that, and refers to something that has already been mentioned. This means, thing, or, matter, in the context of a statement, or conversation. This means, again, or, once more. This is the imperative form of the verb, to say, and means, say. It is used to make a request, or command. Therefore, the full sentence means, please say that again. The next word is equal. English. Everyone is equal in the eyes of the law. Punjabi. Sab log kanun dinazar vich barabani. Breakdown. Sab. Means, all, or, everyone. Log. Means, people. Canon. Means, law. De. Is a possessive particle that indicates that the law belongs to someone, in this case, everyone. Nazar. Means, eyes. Which. Means, in. Barabar. Means, equal. Ni. Is a plural marker that indicates that the people are equal. This sentence uses a simple subject-verb-object structure, and is a common expression in Punjabi. It emphasizes the principle of equality before the law, which is a fundamental principle of many legal systems. English. Everyone is equal in the eyes of the law. Punjabi. Sab log kanun dinazar vich barabani. The next word is expression. English. He expressed his feelings to her. Punjabi. Usne apne vicharanu us samne vyakt kiya. Breakdown. Usne, he, masculine, apne vicharanu, his feelings, literally his thoughts, us samne, in front of her vyakt kiya, expressed. Key concepts. Ni is a grammatical particle that marks the subject of a sentence in Punjabi. Nu is a postposition that indicates the object of a verb. Samni is a postposition that indicates location. Vyakt kana is a verb that means to express. English. He expressed his feelings to her. Punjabi. Usne apne vicharanu us samni vyakt kiya. The next word is plus. English. He added to, and to. Punjabi. Usane doa de dojore. Breakdown. Usane. Usne. Means, he, or, she, and is the subject of the sentence. Do. do means to. A day. 8 means and. Do. Do means to. Jory. Jaw means added or joined. The Punjabi sentence is in the past tense, as it describes an action that has already taken place. English. He added to and to. Punjabi. Usane doa de do jore. The next word is extremely. English. He is extremely tired. Punjabi. Uhbahutta kia holia hai. Breakdown. Oof. He/she/it, subject pronoun. Barefoot. Very, extremely, adverb. Takia. Tired, adjective. Holia. Being, state of being, past participle of. Hona. To be. Hair. Is, present tense of. Hona. To be. Key concepts. Adverbs of degree. Barefoot. Is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Takia. Indicating the degree of tiredness. Past participle. Holia. Is a past participle used to describe the state of being tired. Present tense. Hair. Is used to indicate the present state of being tired. English. He is extremely tired. Punjabi. Uhbahutta kia holia hai. The next word is owner. English. The owner of the house is very kind. Punjabi. Karda maluk bahut dialu hai. Breakdown. Kar. Da, house, this is a common noun. Da. Da, possessive marker, means, of, or, belonging to, and is used with a noun before it. Maluk. Malak, owner, this is a noun. Bahut. Bahut, very, this is an intensifier. Dialu. Dialu, kind, this is an adjective. Hair. Hi, is, this is the verb, to be, in the present tense. Key concepts. Possessive marker. Da. Is used to show possession, who owns something, word order. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object, SVO, language, which means the subject, owner, comes before the verb, is, and then the object, kind. English translation. The owner of the house is very kind. Punjabi translation. Karda maluk bahut dialu hai. The next word is great. English. This is a great idea. Punjabi. Aada, hai, vadiya, hai, vichar hai. Breakdown. Hai, a, hai, this, demonstrative pronoun. Hi, Ada, hi, of this, possessive pronoun. Hi, Vadia, hi, great, adjective. Hi, Vichar, hi, idea, noun. Hi, is, verb. Here, we have a simple sentence with a demonstrative pronoun followed by a possessive pronoun that modifies a noun. This indicates that the speaker is referring to a specific idea that was previously mentioned, or implied. The adjective, vadiya, describes the idea. The verb, hai, means, is, and connects the subject, ada vichar, to the predicate, vadiya. The next word is plane. English. The plane is flying high in the sky. Punjabi. Ha vadiya ha za saman vichu, chiyu gadi pari ha hai. Breakdown. Hava jahaz. Airplane. Asman. Sky. Vich. Which. In. Uchi. Uchi. Hi. Unari. Unari. Flight. Per. Bar. To fill. Rehahe. Rehahai. Is doing. Key concepts. Word order. In Punjabi, the subject. Hava jahaz. Hava jahaz. Usually comes before the verb. Rehahe. Rehahai. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions like which in instead of prepositions like in English. These postpositions follow the noun, gender agreement, the adjective uchi, uchi. Hi agrees in gender with the noun unari, unari. Flight. Translation. The airplane is flying high in the sky. The next word is commercial. English. This is a commercial building. Punjabi. Ihik vapara ki marat hai. Breakdown. Ik. A. This. Ik. Ik. A slash an. Vaparak. Vaparak. Commercial. Imarat. Imarat. Building. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. Ich. Is a demonstrative pronoun, indicating something close to the speaker. Vaparak. Is an adjective modifying the noun. Imarat. Hai. Is the present tense of the verb, to be. English. This is a commercial building. Punjabi. Ihik vaparak imarat hai. The next word is lady. English. The lady is very beautiful. Punjabi. Ihorat bahut sundar hai. Breakdown. Ich. A. This, singular, feminine. Orat. Orat. Woman, lady. Bahut. Bahut. Very. Sundar. Sundar. Beautiful. Hair. Hi. Is present tense, singular, feminine. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Ich. And. Hair. Are both feminine, as is. Orat. Bahut. Is an intensifier, making the adjective stronger. English. The lady is very beautiful. Punjabi. Ihorat bahut sundar hai. The next word is duty. English. It is our duty to help those in need. Punjabi. Saga paras hai ki asi zarurat manda di madad kariye. Breakdown. Saga. Our. Paras. Duty. Hair. Is. Ki. That. Asi. We. Zarurat manda. Those in need. The. Of. Madad. Help. Kariye. Do. Key concepts. Paras. Colon, this is a common word for duty, and is often used in a moral or ethical context. Zarurat manda. colon, this is a helpful word to remember as it literally means, those who are in need. English, it is our duty to help those in need. Punjabi. Saga paras hekia si zagu katamanda di madad kariye. The next word is strength. English. He has a lot of strength. Punjabi. Astvich bahat takat hai. Breakdown. Ast. Colon, this is a possessive pronoun meaning, his. Vich. Colon, this is a postposition meaning, in, or, inside. Bahat. Colon, this is an adjective meaning, a lot, or, many. Takat. Colon, this is a noun meaning, strength, or, power. High. Colon, this is the present tense verb, to be, third person singular. Key concept. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, unlike English, which is subject-verb-object. This sentence demonstrates this key concept. Translation. He has a lot of strength. The next word is connect. English. They connected the two wires. Punjabi. Ufana ne dotara nu joria. Breakdown. Ufana. Ne, plural subject. Ne. This is a grammatical particle used to indicate the subject is performing an action. Dwo. Tu. Tara. Wires, plural noun. Nu. This is a postposition indicating the object of the verb. Joria. Connected, past tense verb. Key concepts. Grammatical particles. Ne. Is a crucial particle in Punjabi that signals the subject's action. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions, so nu is placed after the noun it modifies. Pluralization. Punjabi uses specific endings to indicate plural nouns, such as dara, wires. This sentence helps to show how Punjabi uses postpositions, grammatical particles, and plural markers. The next word is cultural. English. The Punjabi culture is rich and vibrant. Punjabi. Punjabi de Sanskriti Bahat Amir Tijivan Shali Hai. Breakdown. Punjabi. Punjabi, noun. De. Of, belonging to, possessive particle. Sanskriti. Culture, noun. Bahat. Very, a lot, adverb. Amir. Rich, adjective. T. And, conjunction. Jivanshali. Vibrant, lively, adjective. High. Is, verb. Key concepts. Possessive particles. De. Indicates possession. Like, of, or, belonging to. Adjectives. Amir. And. Jivanshali. Describe the noun. Sanskriti. Conjunctions. T. Connects two words, or phrases, in this case, two adjectives. The next word is arrange. English. Please arrange the books on the shelf. Punjabi. Kirpa kak kitaba nu shelf, ti laga dio. Breakdown. Kirpa. Means, please. It is a polite request. Kak. Is the polite form of the verb, to do. This word is used to make a request more polite. Kitabun is the plural form of kitab, which means book. Nu means to or on, the, new. Is used as a preposition, in the Punjabi sentence it shows the direction of the books to the shelf. Shelf. Is the English word, shelf, used in Punjabi? T. Means, on. This word indicates the location of the books. Laga. Means, to put, or, to arrange. It indicates the action of placing the books on the shelf. Dio. Is the polite form of the verb, to give. It is used to make a request more polite. English. Please arrange the books on the shelf. Punjabi. The next word is scheme. English. The artist's scheme to win the competition was clever. Punjabi. Kala ka nu jitan dalai jo yojna bana yisio bahut chalak si. Breakdown. Kala ka. Artist, masculine. Nu. To, dative case marker. Jitan. To win, verb in infinitive form. Dalai. For, purpose marker. Jo. Which, relative pronoun. Yojna. Scheme, plan. Banayasi. Made, past tense, perfect aspect. O. It, pronoun referring to the scheme. Bahut. Very. Chalak. Clever. Key concepts. Dative case. The marker. Nu. Indicates the indirect object, the artist, of the verb, jitan, to win. Infinitive. The verb, jitan, is in the infinitive form, which is used to express the purpose of the scheme. Past perfect. The verb, banayasi, is in the past perfect tense, indicating that the scheme was made before the event, the competition, took place. Translation. The artist's scheme to win the competition was very clever. The next word is payment. English. The payment for the goods has been made. Saman diya daigi ho chuki hai. Breakdown. Saman means goods. Di is the possessive particle of the goods. Adaigi means payment. Ho is the auxiliary verb to be in the present perfect tense. Chuki is the past participle of the verb to do. He is the copula is. This sentence is in the passive voice, emphasizing the fact that the payment has been made, rather than who made it. Punjabi. The payment for the goods has been made. The next word is try. English. He tried to help. Punjabi. Usne madad karan di koshish ki di. Breakdown. Usne. This is a pronoun referring to he. It is in the nominative case, indicating that it is the subject of the verb. Madad. This means help. It is the object of the verb karan. Karan. This is the infinitive form of the verb to do. It is used here with the postposition di to create the infinitive to do. This signifies an attempt or effort. Koshish. This word means attempt or effort. It is the object of the verb kidi. Kidi. This is the past tense of the verb to do. It is in the third person singular, indicating that the action was performed by he. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses postpositions to indicate grammatical relationships, such as the object of a verb. The infinitive form of the verb in Punjabi is formed using the postposition. The verb, karan, is a common verb in Punjabi, meaning, to do, or, to make. Translation. He tried to help. The next word is unfortunately. English. Unfortunately, the train was late. Punjabi. Bad kismatinal. Gaa kuri ki punjbi I makron peri nal I. Breakdown. Bad kismati. This word means, unfortunately. It is formed by combining the words bad, and kismat. Fate, fortune. The suffix I makron makes it an adjective. Nal. This word means with and indicates a relationship or accompaniment. Gaa kuri ki punjbi I makron. Darai. This word means train. Very. Darai. This word means late. I. Ae. This is the past tense of the verb. Honor. To come. Key concept. The use of nal with helps to show the connection between the unfortunate event and the train being late. The sentence structure is similar to English, making it easier to understand. English. Unfortunately, the train was late. Punjabi. Bad kismati nal. Gaa kuri ki punjbi I makron peri nal I.